Good day. Today is Thursday, January 18, and this is the Walking Leader 365. Today's topic: what happens when you have been as proactive as possible? What happens when you have been as proactive as possible? Let me rephrase that question. What happens when you believe you have been as proactive as possible? Folks, I declare shenanigans. Shenanigans, that's right, because there's no such thing as being as proactive as possible. There's no such thing as being too proactive. See, when you start believing that you're being proactive as much as you possibly can, folks, I'm here to tell you, you are wrong. You are very wrong. You are so wrong, it's unbelievable. You're so wrong that when you look up in the dictionary under the word wrong, there's your situation. There's you. Now, I know it's a little harsh, but you've got to understand there's only one reason, and the only reason that I can confidently say you're wrong is because you can always do something more. There's always something more to do. There's always just that little thing extra to be proactive. You cannot stop being proactive. See, there'll always be just that one thing. Like I said, it doesn't matter. You do something and then you see it. And it's like, hey, but I could also do this. Well, then do that. Be proactive. Take the initiative. See, you have to continue to be proactive. If you want something, you see something, you have to be proactive. It's like I said, no one's going to give you that. No one's going to knock on your door and say, hey, here's the check for $1 million. Congratulations. You have to do something. You have to return that Publisher's Clearinghouse. And again, it's not a commercial for Publisher's Clearinghouse. But what I'm saying is you have to return that Publisher's Clearinghouse coupon that says, yes, I want in the drawing. You know, they spend millions and millions of dollars in advertisement and commercials and in the letters and stuff like that that they send out to everybody. And people win. That's what they say. People win. But they all have one thing in common. Everybody that's won has one thing in common. They've said yes. They've replied. They were proactive enough to respond to the request and say, you know what? That's it. Folks, I've never won the $1 million. Do you want to know why? Because I have never said yes to them. I've never returned the letter. I've never gone to the website and signed up. No. And you know what? I'm getting exactly what I requested from them. Nothing. So you have to be proactive. You want that $1 million? You got to work at it. No guarantee you're going to win it. I mean, the odds for you to win are astronomical. But for me, they're even greater because I have a zero chance. You have a one in whatever. I have a zero in whatever. So you can continue to be proactive. You have to be proactive. However, one more warning. Being passive aggressive is not being proactive. Remember that. Being passive aggressive is not being proactive. See, being passive aggressive is a weak person's excuse for not taking the initiative and not being proactive. See, nobody reads your mind. They can't be. Just because you're thinking something proactive does not mean that those waves are going to magically enter somebody else's mind and says, Dave wants $1 million. Let's give it to him. No, yes, Dave wants $1 million. I'm telling everybody, I'm telling the world right now, I want $1 million. But if I don't do something about it, how am I going to get it? It's just that simple. So think about it, folks. Think about it. You cannot be as proactive as possible, and nothing happens because you will never be as proactive as possible. There will always be just a little bit more. And on that note, I'm leaving you today, and I want you to have a great day. I want you to make this the best day ever. Make today better than yesterday, of course, always. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.